Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. Today is part two of learning to love yourself. And if you know someone who could love themselves a little bit more, then you may want to share this on Facebook. I'm going to start with a sound of the bell. And during that, just taking a moment to scan how we're feeling about ourselves at the moment. So we can be very harsh on ourselves, and we can beat ourselves up for not living up to standards from ourselves or from other people. And it's important to be aware whenever we're having some of these judging thoughts about ourselves. A lot of these come from comparing ourselves to other people. It's important to ask ourselves where those thoughts come from. Where do the roots lie? And some of those come from social media or television. We see the lives that other people have and we compare our lives to that. Or it could be that we have expectations from our childhood or early life that we're somehow not meeting, but we can only be who we are. We're not perfect people. And Thich Nhat Hanh says that you're worthy now without needing to do anything different. Trust that you have a good and compassionate nature. And thinking that through and getting comfortable with who we are can enable us to get into a place where we don't need affirmation from other people. And that's especially important in a relationship because that can be a heavy burden to place on someone else. If we need that approval from someone in a relationship and inevitably they can't live up to those expectations, that can drive dissatisfaction. And we can build healthier relationships by getting more comfortable with who we are and not needing that external affirmation, knowing that we don't need to do. We only need to be present with our current experience, with who we are. So we're going to do a guided meditation in that vein. So if you want to get yourselves comfortable, I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell. So focusing firstly on your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Moving your awareness to your body. Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, your legs against a chair. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. As we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. Maybe a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, bringing your attention to your breath. Noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, I see my need for external approval. Breathing out, I smile at my need for external approval. Need for approval. Smile. Breathing in, I see the roots of my need for approval. Breathing out, I smile at the roots of my need for approval. Roots, smiling. Breathing in, I see my good and compassionate nature. Breathing out, I accept my true nature. Compassionate nature, true nature. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I know it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be accepted. And may you accept yourself. I'm grateful for your company and I look forward to practicing with you again.